Hey, everybody, how many illegals are voting in the 2024 election? A shocking report out of an NGO that is telling illegals to vote in America for Joe Biden. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member today, members.charliekirk.com, to listen to all of our episodes advertiser-free. That is members.charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start your high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Turning Point USA is the most important organization in the country, so get involved, get supportive at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Four letters will determine this November. G-O-T-V. Get out the vote. Traditionally, when we talk about get out the vote, we're talking about chasing ballots, which is what we are doing at Turning Point Action, the largest ballot chasing army ever assembled in the history of the conservative movement. We're talking about low propensity voters. We're talking about finding voters that otherwise would not vote. Get out the vote, though, has now taken a different meaning. Turning Point Action, we are going to be getting out the vote in Maricopa County, in Pima County, in Pinal, in Coconino, in Cochise County, in Apache, in Navajo, Yavapai. I think I got almost all of them. Yuma, almost all the counties of Arizona. Fulton County in Georgia, Cobb County, Gwinnett, Kenosha in Wisconsin, Milwaukee County. But you got to hand it to the left, to the Democrats. They are now doing get out the vote in the jungles of Guatemala. There was a story that was sent to me on Sunday. And I, when these stories are sent to me, might have been Monday, I'm skeptical at first. Because sometimes there's half-truths and it doesn't seem as if that still, as far as things have progressed, that there's no way this was true. To be honest, this story looked fake. This story seemed to be too fantastical, too brazen to be real. So I said, hey guys, you got to look into this. Look into this story and let's see what we find. And the story is as simply put as this, that there is a NGO, a non-government organization that operates in both Texas and Mexico by the name of Resource Center Matamoros. They help facilitate illegals to come into the country. Now, a lot of Christians fund these groups. A lot of faith-based organizations fund these groups. The Catholic Charities finance these groups. George Soros finances these groups. This particular charity, we're going to find out who's actually financing it, I think was being financed by Jewish Americans, but we'll see. It's all sorts of different types of individuals. This one is tied to the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, this particular one. But there's multiple funding sources. So the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society is behind this one, the Resource Center Matamoros. So when I first saw this story, I said, there's no way this is true. Flyers urging illegal aliens to vote for Joe Biden have been discovered at a site in Mexico operated by the Resource Center Matamoros, a complex operated by a non-governmental organization that assists invaders attempting to gain asylum in the United States. Quote, reminder to vote for Joe Biden when you're in the United States, reads the Spanish language flyers discovered inside porta potties and other locations throughout the RCM site. They bear RCM branding and carry RCM contact information. Now, the more accurate translation is this. Let's put this up on screen, please. And I want to read the entire translation here. Blake actually sent us the translation here. I'm trying to see where it is. Is this. So, I mean, I don't speak Spanish, but the translation is this. Reminder to vote for President Biden when you are in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open. Whoa. So what some of the naysayers will say is, well, they mean that if they ever become citizens, they could vote. No, we're talking about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is only going to be on the ballot one more time, and that's this November. So this is a direct call to action to have non-American citizens that are currently in Mexico, who might have come from Guatemala and Honduras. So I'm going to ask a very simple question. Is the Democrat Get Out the Vote operation now involving multiple countries? The flyer that is handed to these illegal invaders starts with, welcome migrants. Are they now given instructions verbally to steal social security numbers and then potentially register to vote? We already know that it's easy to register to vote in the United States without proper identification. Illegals told to vote for Biden and flyers found an NGO site in Mexico. Now, just so we're clear, there are illegals that are voting in American elections that we know in local elections in California, in local elections in San Francisco. A foreigner is on the board of elections in downtown San Francisco. But we've always been told there is no voter fraud. There is no voter fraud. And one of the most glaring pieces of evidence of voter fraud would be a non-US citizen voting in our elections. We don't vote in Mexican elections. Why should foreigners be able to vote in ours? A Muckraker reporter spoke with Gabby Zavala, founder of RCM. The journalist told her that he was, quote, trying to help as many people as possible before Donald Trump is elected. Zavala responded, quote, we are in the same boat. This conversation was recorded and then broadcast on X. We're going to get this piece of tape. They say voter fraud never happens. That is the drumbeat from the left every single time. It literally never happens. It is a lie. But there's something very important to understand. The left does not need to do centralized voter fraud. All the left has to do is encourage and make it easy for everyone to do it themselves. It's like riots. Every time there are riots in major cities, there are conspiracies online about paid protesters or Soros-funded provocateurs. But the reality is that it's always enough for left-wing mayors to just tell police to stand down and let rioters run wild. At the border, Joe Biden does not have to actively find invaders and criminals around the world to bring to America. All he has to do is make it clear that there are no rules. And of course, that's how voter fraud works too. The thread concerns this flyer is both in Mexico and Texas. It's a major location for border crossings. This flyer is all around a facility in Mexico. So you have to wonder how many illegals are now registering to vote. Well, in Arizona, we have a Democrat Secretary of State and a Democrat governor and a Democrat Attorney General. The Attorney General only won by 250 votes. How many illegals are voting in our elections? How many foreign citizens are going to vote in the 2024 election? Here is the executive director and the founder of RCM, Playcut 70.
In all honesty, we're just trying to help as many people as possible for, you know, before Trump gets reelected. So.
Okay, so I'm not really sure. I'm not sure if that was the full tape. But that is Gabby Zavala, who implied to the reporter from Muckraker that she wants as many illegals as possible. Gabby Zavala was the organizer of La Union del Pueblo Entrego, a social services organization in San Juan, Texas. This group is listed as a partner of the George Soros Open Society Foundation. There's your Soros link. How is this not widespread treason? By the way, this is in Texas. Ken Paxton should immediately open a criminal investigation into this organization. You know there are hundreds of NGOs that just operate to get illegals and foreigners into the country? And now, according to these instructions, don't forget to vote for Joe Biden. Reminder to vote for Joe Biden when you are in the United States. Ken Paxton's office says they can't comment because of active litigation with the NGOs. That's not good enough for me. You need a criminal grand jury investigation. Litigation does nothing for me. We don't need litigation. They keep on hiding behind, well, we can't indict. Yes, you can. Find a sheriff on the border that has jurisdiction and partner with them. Do the legwork with your attorneys in the Texas Attorney General's office and hand them the indictment. Texas has a RICO law. Use it. Shut down this office. If Ken Paxton does not shut down this office, I'll be shocked. And they say, oh, we're suing. Stop suing. You need to use handcuffs and leg irons. But I don't think we will. I don't. Because that's too extreme, I think. They have operations in Texas. They brag about it on their website. They do operations in Texas and in Mexico. The world is in flames and Bidenomics is a complete and total disaster. But it can't and won't ruin my day. Why? Because I start my day with a hot America First cup of Blackout Coffee. It's 100% America and 0% grift. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping, they embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. Look, you got to check out right now blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie or use coupon code Charlie for 20% off your first order. That is blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Be awake, not woke. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Check it out. Promo code Charlie. So let me tell you how it works. Millions of illegals come to America equipped with instructions. Recatatrio para votar por el presidente Biden cuando estés en Estados Unidos. Necesitamos otros 4 años de su mandato para primer abierto, which means open. So for those that don't speak Spanish, what does that mean? That means when you get to America, make sure you vote for Joe Biden. Like as if it's a given that these people are going to be voting. They're talking like this is a get out the vote operation. This is resource seno mataramos. Matamoros, I'm sorry, Matamoros. Resource Center Matamoros. Gabby Zavala is the founder. So here's how it works. Millions and millions of people come across the southern border illegally, equipped with these instructions, financed by Christian groups, Catholic groups, Jewish groups, whatever, a lot of faith-based groups pump money into the erosion of the country. They come into the country, and because voter ID is racist, you do not need documentary proof of citizenship to register to vote. You can vote now in America if you simply swear you are eligible. So this flyer seeks to prey on illegals and encourage them to illegally vote. And since there are mass mail-in ballots everywhere, if you are Juan from Nicaragua, we're going to just do the honor system. Because anything else beyond that is racist. So the honor system, very well, we could have millions of more voters voting in this election that are completely illegitimate. And I don't see anybody in the Republican Party doing something about this. I don't see Mike Johnson doing anything about this. I don't see the attorneys general doing anything about this. This is now a smoking gun. This is a major NGO on the Mexican-Texas border. And I just kind of have people shrugging their shoulders saying, well, you know, maybe it'll work. Look, remember, Donald Trump was within 10,000 votes of Arizona in 2020. 10,000 votes. So if they bring across another 150,000 illegals, and they're given instructions to vote. And I'm going to ask the very specific question, is the Get Out the Vote operation now multi-country? Somebody emailed us here. They said, Charlie, are you trying to tell me that illegals can register to vote? Yeah, of course they can. I mean, I thought this was well known. You do not need proof of citizenship to register to vote. This is why they've done everything they can to get illegals driver's licenses. A driver's license is not a proof of citizenship. It's not. And so since we have mail-in ballots, we don't know who's actually filling in these ballots. So they could register to vote, no proof of citizenship. Ted Cruz could lose his Senate seat in Texas over this. Forget Donald Trump or Carrie Lake. You could lose every single border state. And federal judges uphold this idea that proof of citizenship, it's racist to prove that you're a citizen. Now, it's thankfully being debated in circuit courts. And I think finally the Supreme Court's going to come in and say, yes, you can ask somebody if they're a citizen to vote in the United States of America. We at Turning Point Action are focused on Get Out the Vote on people that are actually U.S. citizens. But the Democrats, they're done with U.S. citizens. Yeah, we'll do a little bit of that. This is another reason why Executive Order 14019, signed in 2021, which deputizes 600 federal agents as Democrat get out the vote arms, is such a huge deal. Which federal agencies interact with these migrants once they enter? I'm sorry, these criminals once they enter? They're probably getting registered to vote on the honor code. Is Border Patrol doing voter registration now? Is DHS doing voter registration now? It's now an honor system. We no longer verify if you are a U.S. citizen. If Juan Gonzalez just shows up and he got it, remember, these are instructions from the NGO. They're, Gabby Zavala is telling them to vote in this election. This election, you have to vote for Joe Biden. How is this enterprise not arrested? How are they not arrested and thrown into jail? I will bet you nobody touches this organization. All it takes is a local sheriff, local DA. There is a RICO law, and I'm going to personally encourage Ken Paxton. I'm going to call him, and Ken Paxton says, well, the Texas Attorney General does not have the ability to pursue criminal charges. But hold on. Work with a local DA that doesn't do anything for me. And I love Ken Paxton. He's doing a great job. Arrest these people. Shut them down. Make an example of them. And then can we get to the bottom? Enough civil litigation. That is a waste of time right now. It takes too long. You're living through the shaping of the 2024 election, and it's happening right in front of us, brought to you by foreigners coming in and stealing your vote. Folks, so many people I know are disheartened that our country seems to have forgotten the importance of citizenship, and they wonder how a strong sense of citizenship might be revived. That's why my friends at Hillsdale College have produced a free online course on this topic, American Citizenship and Its Decline. Taught by historian Victor Davis Hanson, the course traces the history of citizenship and explains how it is undermined in America today by open borders, by identity politics, by the administrative state, and by globalization. Americans taking the course will gain a deeper insight about the connection between citizenship and freedom, an insight they can share with their family members, friends, and neighbors. Hillsdale's free online courses are an important component of Hillsdale's mission to reach and teach increasing millions of people on behalf of liberty and the American way of life. So sign up today for Hillsdale's free online course, American Citizenship and Its Decline, by visiting charlieforhillsdale.com. That is charlieforhillsdale.com. Start your free course today at charlieforhillsdale.com. Now, let's say that this is all planted, that this flyer is not true, and somebody went down to Mexico and planted them as a false flag. But we do know that the purpose of this particular document, we know where it was found. It is a real document. It's not as if it was altered. But guess what? What these NGOs are doing, they're doing the bidding of the cartels every single day. And the Heritage Foundation Oversight Project has leaned in on this. Now, there is a tweet that went super viral. I need to check the veracity of this tweet. I've actually been talking to Citizen Kane about this, and I've avoided the story. I'm going to read this, and we need to fact check it. But it's this. End Wokeness tweeted, "The numbers of voters registering without a photo ID is skyrocketing in three swing states, Arizona, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Since the start of 2024, Texas has added 1,250,000 new non-identification voters, Pennsylvania, 580,000, Arizona, 220,000. HAVV allows voters to register with a social security number, but illegals are not able to get licenses there, but they can get social security cards for work authorization permits." And that tweet was seen by 65 million people, by the way. Where are the House Republicans on this? Where's our law enforcement that's actually doing legit investigations? You see, there was a fair amount of lamenting that occurred after the 2020 election. Do you remember when people said, oh, wow, who would have saw Mark Zuckerberg coming in for the Center for Technology of Civic Life? Oh, wow, who would have ever thought that they would put this plan together? You're living through their plan. Step one. Sign an executive order to do a get-out-the-vote operation with the federal government where all 600 agencies become a Democrat Party get-out-the-vote operation. That's already happening. And House Republicans have done nothing to stop it. Step two, raise a bunch of money, tons of money. billions of dollars from oligarchs to run nonstop, deceptive, propaganda-based advertising to relentlessly hit the American people. Step three, allow as many foreigners to come into the country as possible, flood the zone with illegal aliens, and not regulate our elections and insist repeatedly that our elections are safe and secure. Our elections are safe and secure. 100% safe, 100% secure. Step four, try and put your political candidate in jail, or at the very least, keep him detained in court while Joe Biden is a three-day swing through Pennsylvania. Donald Trump is in court visiting bodegas in the evening, having to go through jury selection, not even able to visit his son's high school graduation for a business record issue. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is raising money and going all across Pennsylvania, and his polls are going up. Step five, eliminate all dissent. Anyone who disagrees gets smashed, called a fascist, an insurrectionist. I'm showing you in real time how they are going to do the 2024 version of what they did in 2020. And we don't have an opposition party that's willing to stand against it. Are people now going to go make, it's going to be like an industry like, well, we didn't see it coming. We're not only seeing it coming, we're living through it right now. And remember, 2020 was 42,000 votes. There was 150 million votes cast, and 42,000 votes determined whether Trump would be in the White House right now or Biden in the White House. 100,000 votes across five states. This is on the margins. So even if a small number slipped through, we have at least 7.2 million illegals in the country that we know of. So therefore, if even 1% of the 7.2 million illegals follow their marching orders and instructions and end up voting for Joe Biden, that can be conclusive. That could be the deciding factor. It could be determinative. It is 1% of 7.2 million is 72,000. Let's say that 2% end up voting, which is easily possible given the lax voter registration laws we have, the lax enforcement of mass mail-in balloting, and 140,000 people end up voting between Arizona and Wisconsin. That's it. Joe Biden, he's done. I mean, he's going to be president again. And we are struggling right now as a movement to open up the necessary field offices to compete against Joe Biden. We had Citizen Kane on here, and this is, you know, the Trump campaign is working really hard to fix Ronna's mistake. Susie Wiles, Chris LaSavita, they're doing a great job of trying to fix what Ronna left them. But here are the numbers, and the numbers are worth reporting. In the state of Georgia, Joe Biden has 14 field offices. In the state of Pennsylvania, Joe Biden has 14 field offices. In the state of Michigan, Joe Biden has 20 field offices. In the state of Wisconsin, Joe Biden has 44 field offices. In the state of Arizona, Joe Biden has 8 field offices. In Nevada, Joe Biden has 2 field offices. Between all of them, Joe Biden has 450 full-time people on staff in 9 states, and all 9 out of 9 swing state directors. Now, based on all of our data, we do not believe Donald Trump has a single field office in any one of those states yet open. I'm sure they're trying to fix that. And he has 5 staffers. So Joe Biden has 450 people. We have 5, and 2 out of 9 of the swing state directors have been hired. Now, thankfully, we at Turning Point Action, we have well over 100 people now chasing ballots in Arizona, trying to close that gap, trying to close that gap. And that does not count Joe Biden's advertising advantage. It does not count his ability to control the mainstream media. I said this and people laughed. I said 6 months ago, Joe Biden is a formidable candidate, and people laughed. I said it's because of the infrastructure around him. It has nothing to do. He's not going to debate. They're already floating that on MSNBC, by the way. MSNBC had a whole segment yesterday at 4 a.m. Pacific time. I was watching. And they said David Frum goes up there and they're having some conversation why they think that Joe Biden should not justify Donald Trump's insurrection with a debate. So don't expect any debates. They're just going to hide Joe Biden. He'll fly around on Air Force One, do do small little events, legitimize instead of justify. They will not legitimize Donald Trump. And despite all of that, we still have a 50-50 chance of winning. There's a lot of things working in our favor, but my job is not just going to be cheerleader all the time. Things are great. Here we go. No. We got serious problems. Number one, we got to figure out how many illegals are going to be voting in this election. We have to figure out how many are actually registering to vote, and Republicans seem indifferent. They're trying to fortify their election advantage by alien invasion. But I do have good news, everybody. The good news for all of you is that we have a wartime speaker. Did you know that? That we have a Speaker of the House where he says he's a wartime speaker. But why aren't we starting to act like it? The question is, what side is he a wartime speaker for? Play cut 61.
Look, we are in unprecedented times, okay? We're in dangerous times, as has been articulated here, around the world, and here at home. We need steady leadership. We need steady hands at the wheel. I regard myself as a wartime speaker. I mean, in a literal sense, we are. I knew that when I took the gavel. I didn't anticipate that this would be an easy path. Former Speaker Newt Gingrich posted a couple days ago on his social media that this is the hardest challenge that's faced a speaker probably in the history of the country, in the moment that we're in right now. He said, arguably, maybe comparable to the Civil War, but maybe worse.
If you're a wartime speaker, why are you doing literally everything Joe Biden wants? At every single corner and turn. And this is the power of Trump, everybody. This is the power of our movement. I'm just showing you the stakes. They outnumber us 450 full-time staffers to 9 in the key states. They got offices galore. They got money. And we still have a fighting chance. We are still right there where we can win this thing. But I learned my lesson in 2020 when I saw the steal happening in real time and we kind of just sat idly by. Why are we sitting idly by while they're doing the 2024 version this time? Is it fear? Is it complacency? Is it laziness? I don't know. Is it that they're complicit? Apathy? But you see their ballgame. I went through the 5 steps right here. It's happening in real time, and there will be more steps that they add to it. We can stop it. Why don't we? Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set of $59.98, king-size for just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times. I want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425. Use promo code Kirk. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size for just $59.98 and king size for just $69.98. You also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Okay, we've been working very, very hard on Nebraska. And we are calling on the governor to do a special session, and he's been leaning that way. I'm going to read you an update here from some of our Nebraska patriots. You always can tell a lot of what's really going on based on what politicians say in front of donors. That's honestly where they're most honest. Senator in the unicameral has said at a private fundraiser last week on Friday, told attendees that Governor Pillen is likely to hold a special session coming up this summer on winter take all in June or July. You might say, Charlie, why that long? Well, first of all, some of their members are going to Ukraine. I don't know why, but I'm not going to judge them on that because we need their vote. So they're down a couple votes. So they have to wait for their members to come back from Ukraine. Not a joke. I'm not kidding. These are members of the unicameral that are going to Ukraine. And the summer is going to make sense for that. So we're going to keep on building. We're going to crescendo as that is coming there. We're not going to stay off of the important Nebraska topic. And I believe the governor is going to get this done. I believe Governor Pillen is going to become a national hero. I really do. Again, this is a lot of local politics stuff I'm not cued into. I was on the phone all day last week. But our expectations are very high. And we're going to be ready to ramp this up again. So the point is that we're going to be watching and monitoring. And if this goes a little radio silent, you know, while their members are out in Ukraine and we feel as if they're backing off, we're going to ramp up again. We'll go back to Nebraska. We'll do an event. We'll do what we have to do. So we are totally on ball with this. I am confident. I am expectant, actually, that Nebraska very well could save the Union. So stay tuned for that and love our folks out in Nebraska. Okay, I want to play a piece of tape here. I think we're still getting it from Joy Reid. So Joy Reid goes on MSNBC and says that there's something wonderfully poetic about the fact that the first person to criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad. Go DEI. My DEIs are bringing it home, is what Joy Reid says. Joy Reid is racializing what is happening to Trump. None of us are racializing it. In fact, we think it's completely irrelevant. We're not here to look at the skin color of Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James. But what Joy Reid sees is revenge against the white man. It's not a shock because Joy Reid racializes everything in American life. This is, of course, the downfall of the entire republic. Listen for yourself. Play cut 71.
There is something wonderfully poetic about the fact that despite the fact that even if convicted, he's not going to go to prison, the first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad, the very kind of person that his former staff, the people who worked for him, Stephen Miller, et cetera, want to never be at Harvard Law School. But he was. And he came out and graduated. And he's prosecuting you, Donald. And a black woman is doing that same exact thing in Georgia. And a black woman forced you to pay a $175 million fine that's out now also in question because the people who put it up, that might not be legit. Donald Trump is being held to account by the very multicultural, multiracial democracy that he's trying to dismantle. And for me, there's something poetic and actually wonderful about that. It says something good about our country that we're still capable of having that happen. Go DEI. My DEIs are bringing it home on today.
Hold on. You're not exactly making the best case here, Joy Reid. Fannie Willis is a DEI? Okay, you're saying it, not me. Okay. Fannie Willis has broken like every protocol and possibly Georgia law. Alvin Bragg is a DEI? You said it, not me. The guy's a moron. In one of the sloppiest written indictments, legally shoddy indictments we've seen. Letitia James is a DEI? You said it, I didn't. You're proving to me why they're terrible. You read their indictments. First of all, the first indictment was filled with typos. I don't look at race, but you're bringing up race here and you're saying, well, these DEIs are doing, if DEI means hyper-partisan, bitter, looks at the world through racialized lens to get whitey, and they're not very smart, you're making the argument, Joy Reid. They have racialized and weaponized the justice system. That's not something to be celebrated. But you're calling them DEI. And it kind of proves the point. They're not very bright. They are not qualified, but they're angry, motivated, and celebrated by the media. Brought to you by the Race Lady from MSNBC. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.